Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population here.
Population Carosa.
Mike Carosa, welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. This is so much fun.
Dude, it's going to be a blast. International.
It's great to have you on, man. I haven't seen you since Toronto last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like almost exactly a year ago. Yeah.
Well, you got crazy. You got a new album out. We'll talk about it in a little bit on a label that we truly love. And you're up in Canada. How's it going up in Canada these days?
Oh, but let me tell you something. It's going a little chillier. It's a little chillier these days.
Go ahead.
I'm wearing my hoodie, buddy. I got my hoodie on. I'm ready to go. It. You know,
nice,
I'm happy.
Bud. Is the chill chilling out some of the dumb? I feel like Canada's handling the pandemic better than everybody else. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. Yeah. Canada's doing a lot better than the States, but we do have our fair share of
dummies.
Real dummies. Yeah, like
we had the chainsaw story. Those people were having anti-mask rally. And then those guys in Toronto came running out
with chainsaws
at a park.
That feels like a lifetime ago. Truly does.
Doesn't it feel like it's crazy. Yeah.
It was basically a month ago at this point.
Yeah.
And I really couldn't tell. I mean, Toronto, I walked into my first anti-mask rally leaving work the other day, and that's when I was like, I think I just got to go home. Yeah. I can't do this right now.
No,
there's,
like,
there's no safe comedy. Yeah. I moved here for comedy. There's no way.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. All right, well, so we really do believe that the world may be getting dumber. I don't know if you think so. What do you think? Is it getting dumber, or are we just more hip to all the dumbness?
I think we're catching up to how dumb it's always been, and I think it's getting dumber for sure.
Yeah,
I think it's getting dumber.
Combo of both. It's the global dumbing, like global warming. we get stories sent to us, and we have a great one, and we want to get into it with you right now, Daniel.
Ready?
Let's do it.
This was a contender for a live show.
So it's a good story.
It's just
spicy.
It's crazy. There's elements to it where I was like, is this real? But I think it is real. I've tried to look into it.
Even if it's not real, the comedy's real.
There you go. It was sent in by our dear friend, Carlene McDermott.
She be Carlene.
I know. She be Carlene.
Thank you.
Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I said she be Carlene. I said you be Carlene. I tweeted at her and she's like, I do be Carlene.
I'm going to read you the headline. Coffin confessor reveals the most outrageous things he's had to tell grieving relatives at funerals.
Coffin confessor?
You hit the right part. That's why I said the same thing. Confessor.
Is he a coughing confessor or a coffin
confessor? These days, you don't want to be around people who are coughing.
A coffin confessor, C-O-F-F-I-N,
uh-huh.
gets paid to gate crash funerals at the request of the dead. Has revealed the most outrageous things he's had to tell grieving relatives.
So you're dead. You're about to die.
Yes.
You pay for a service of someone to then show up and talk shit about you.
Not talk shit about you.
A whole bunch of things.
But to say something to the group.
Yes.
Okay.
Bill Edgar.
Oh, God.
Was a private investigator.
Two first names.
That's your job, Mike.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Sounds like a Coen Brothers character.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Bill Edgar. Was a private investigator until an elderly man asked him to step in at his funeral 3 years ago and call out his best friend for, quote, trying to screw his wife.
How is this any different than Mike Ehrmantraut on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So this guy, essentially, though, this dude was, did he screw your wife? No, but he tried to once, and I've hated him for it ever since, and I've kept him as my best friend, but after I'm dead, I want you to come to my funeral
and call
his ass out.
That's right.
It's not even that this is something that he's done before.
No.
He was just like, I'm picking you. Right. Something about you.
Yes.
You need to deliver this message.
You have the ability to piss off a lot of people.
Sometimes your dream finds you, guys.
Uh-huh.
The Gold Coast man, this is all from the Daily Mail. It takes place in Australia, I believe, has since made a thriving business divulging his dead clients' explosive secrets to their heartbroken families during burials and readings. Speaking
a
to
business.
This is unbelievable. Like, who cares?
Burial.
Do you understand that, like, okay, that it does not matter that the guy, when he's dead, there is no way to check to see if you did this business.
So this is just a chance to sow some chaos into your world after you go.
Yes. Absolutely. He was giving an interview on the Kyle and Jackie O show, was Mr. Edgar. Mm. He said, I've exposed family secrets, sexual affairs, and even intimate relationships between brothers and sisters. What is this, Game of Thrones? He walks up playing that music like, what is that?
I've got something to say.
Mr. Edgar said his worst job was when he had to reveal to a girl, he had to reveal a girlfriend had slept with her partner's mother and father.
Wow.
Yes. So this, I've seen somebody died and his girlfriend slept. I don't know.
So Mike, how do you reveal that? Do you reveal the father first and everyone freaks out and then you're like, but hold on.
There's more. We'll be right back after this. Like that sort of thing.
I don't know. You got to do something.
Is this something that you kind of just sow among the guests or is this an announcement type deal?
Do you walk up, be like, everybody, or do you blend in for a while? Like, are you in the procession?
Yeah. Or is it as you're walking open casket. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but and then you just say that to a bunch of people.
Right. Yeah.
That's such a great question. Is he required in order to make the money? It's not like the dead guy's going to find out.
So I think people when they're about to die do not want to take information to the grave.
I feel that's very true. Gotta unload it.
Can't be buried with it.
He said after he revealed that the girlfriend slept with her partner's mother and father, basically there weren't many people left at the funeral. Another request involved telling the family of a bikie gang member that he was gay and his lover was in the crowd.
I think that's great.
So this guy was like, hey, after I'm dead, I want you to tell everyone at the funeral that I was gay and that my boyfriend is here right now in the crowd.
In a way, he came out of the casket.
At Sklar Brothers with a thumbs up.
Leave it to Australia to call them bikie gangs.
It sounds so cute.
Yeah. He said half a dozen people left.
Are you in a little bikie gang?
You're in a little bikie gang.
You like yourself a little bikie gang.
He said a couple gave me the finger and told me that I was going to get bashed. But a majority of the people at that funeral said, quote, we knew what he's like. We already knew. So they were all like, we knew David was gay.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
That's great.
I love that he thought he needed to hire someone to tell us something we already knew.
By the way, I would take the money of a dead man and then just take the money.
Yeah.
Why do you have to say it? You don't have to say anything.
You pay to confess to me.
You're right. Did you do it?
It speaks to the integrity.
Yeah.
It's all integrity. It feels like he's got a form that you have to go through with him on the meeting. This is Coffin Confessions. It's a legit business.
Right.
Yes. We have to lay it all out.
But here's
first of all, do you want it to be a loud thing?
Yeah.
What volume
level do you want? We offer these packages in terms of, I can bring a megaphone.
I can do crowd integration. I can bring them set up.
Here's my problem, though. This is the dilemma that Jason keeps coming back to. You're in a predicament when you're asking someone to do something questionably, like,
that's gonna upset
unmoral
people.
Or like unethical, but then you also need that person to have morals and ethics to follow through.
Here's my question, and I put this to you, Mike. I put this to you, Danny and Jay. So the most important thing is that the person who pays for this confessional thing to happen in his brain or her brain before they die thinks it's going to happen. But that's it.
Once they die, does it matter?
Well, it doesn't matter once they die. You don't have to do it.
Well, he says go ahead.
You got to have like a fail safe in there that you're like telling somebody, hey, you know this Joel Edgar guy?
Yeah.
Because he's got to be famous at some point, right? He's got to show up to some funerals and some people are like, oh, shit, it's about to go down. Joel Edgar's here.
I know this guy. I saw him last week.
This guy's going to rip shit up right now.
He says to avoid gate crashing funerals with false assumptions and accusations, Mr. Edgar uses his private investigation skills verify his client's claims. I've got to get some actual facts too. I've got to look into it. I can't just go to a funeral and announce bullshit. It's got to be legitimate stuff. Although, you could pay him to show up and yell bullshit.
Yeah. Why is this guy more reliable than the U.S. government?
I know.
He says, One customer, along with airing people's dirty laundry, Mr. Edgard spends most of his time purging his dead clients' homes of embarrassing items to spare their families the discomfort. One customer was an 88-year-old man from Toowoomba in Queensland who asked, and we'll get to this right after we come back.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Mike Carrozza right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Mike Carrozza. He's got a new album with our good buddy Dominic Del Benny's album,
Blonde Medicine.
Tell us about the album. Where can people get it and all that stuff?
Well, you can get it pretty much anywhere you can listen to music, like Apple Music, Spotify. The Blonde Medicine website has all the links. It's called Cherubic. I recorded it in Toronto about a year ago. I'm really proud of it. It's really dumb, really silly. It feels good. I'm happy it's out. And
Where'd you record it?
I recorded it. Unfortunately, at a place that just recently shut down, the Ossington. It was home to like one of the alt shows out here, and they're gonna be fine. They kind of were able to like take care of their employees, get some government subsidizing, and then they had to sell the building, but they're gonna open up again. The guy is he's well off right now, and he's doing okay, and he'll be able to take care of everybody that was there. So it's
good. What about the Comedy Bar? Is that place gonna survive up in Toronto?
I truly can't speculate. They've been doing okay. They've been doing it like the safest that they can, truly. But there was just a bit of a COVID scare with one of the local comics. Let you do the digging. So tough to say, but yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
it's really my favorite spot to perform in the city. It's where I ran my show. And
that's so good. And I'm excited to hear the album because we are fans of your stand up. And I do think like everybody, Blonde Medicine, just in my opinion, you should just trust them. If they want to make an album with you, I'm always like, these people are worth listening to.
They've made ours.
That's right. They made the mistake of making ours.
You guys want to hear this 88-year-old man?
Yes,
Toowoomba,
I would love to.
He asked the coffin confessor to clean in his attic. He said, you're going to find some items in there that are going to shock you.
Like a Jewish family.
I got into the attic and there's a sex swing, there's toys, you name it, it was there. I don't know what it says about me, but that's not that shocking.
I'm totally fine with sex swing and toys. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't now jump to you name it.
If you're 88 years old and you're still rocking out on a sex swing with some consenting fun people, I am happy for you.
Good for you.
Good on you. What do you have to confess?
Mr. Edgar explained that he never has to ask his clients questions about their seemingly bizarre secrets because they divulge everything. They've got nothing to lose.
Sure. And they feel good. Okay. Like that act feels good to them.
Yep. Some clients have also used his services to confess to crimes. While he's obliged to report admissions to police, Mr. Edgar skirts around the problem by asking the person to write the confession down in a letter and address it to themselves. The coffin confessor picks up the unopened letter after the client dies and places it in a drawer and leaves it there. He said it's illegal to open someone else's mail, so they've confessed, but no one will ever know what it is.
So you've gone through the act of confessing.
Right. I mean, this should be a CBS show where you just start solving these
By the way, coffin confessions is the new taxicab confessions.
Coffin
am I right?
Confessor. Sure. Coffin confessors.
It's so thorough.
Let it go before you go.
Let it be a show. Exactly. Dan, this should be a show.
This should be a show. How is this not a show on
Tom
TLC?
Tom Selleck is the coffin confession.
Other strange requests from clients who want to be buried with specific items such as money, firearms, and mobile phones with torches because they're scared of the dark.
Oh,
torches obviously is a way to say flashlight or sheet.
Sure.
Some ask for glass coffins, caskets filled with water, or fitted with speakers programmed to make screaming sounds as it's lowered into the ground.
That is insane. That's a good bit.
This is where I started to think this might be fake. One person wanted their coffin, this is what Edgar says, wanted their coffin to be upside down on top of their wife's coffin in the 69 position. I don't even think that's legal.
But it's funny.
He said it couldn't be. I guess he didn't say it happened. He also has been asked.
But Dan, you save money on an extra plot.
That's
you
do. True.
Yeah.
It feels like
something that you can request, but then they'll be like, look, can we do it? And then they're surprised that you can actually go through with it.
Sure.
So they're going to say, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Why can't you argue with it?
In 20 years, you can say he's still boner.
He's also been asked to prick some clients in the arm with a pin before the burial to make sure that they're really dead. To use the Coffin Confessor services, dying clients must sign a contract. They have, and he has the right to call the service off and take the body away if the family try to stop him from doing his job.
Yep.
They're also asked to video themselves, giving Mr. Edgar permission to carry out their final wishes. He's covering
Which, by the way, doesn't seem like a hostage situation at all.
No. When asked whether he feels guilty about it, making people's day uncomfortable, he says, I'm not respecting the living. I'm respecting the people who have died. And I like them a lot more than the people who are alive. Why? Because they pay you.
I'm not respecting anyone is what he's saying.
Yes. He said that he would jump at every opportunity if paid, but he draws a line in assisting with death, something he would never do. Although Mr. Edgar's intrusions at funerals are often met with hostility from mourners, some clients' family members actually thank him for the help. I had the daughter of one man who died come up to me and say her dad would be so proud that you told his brother and sister-in-law to fuck off. Yeah.
That's perfect. God bless.
Yeah. He thinks some people do more of like funeral themes and he has to get in on that. Some wonder if he could simply not fulfill his client's wishes and pocket the cash after they die.
That's what I said.
He said, my clients say to me, look, I'm paying you this money. If you rip me off, I won't know, but I'll see you one day in heaven.
You can't hold that over someone's head.
If he goes, I don't believe in heaven.
Yeah.
I don't believe in
heaven. But here's a fun thing.
And you're definitely not going to heaven because I know your goddamn
secret. I know what you just did. I just saw your sex
ring. Here's one you'll love. The messages that Mr. Edgar shares aren't always of vengeance and resentment. Once a month, he sends a letter to a man that has died Once a month, he sends a letter to a man who is still living, telling him that his wife loves him and will never forget him, the woman's request. She said, after I die, I want you to write a letter to my husband every week. I
love there should be a show about this guy.
There probably will be.
I'm sure
Coffin
there is.
Confessions.
You know,
you say copyright three times. That's ours. We get to throw it around.
Thank you, Mike.
Copyright.
Coffin Confessions.
All right, I'll ask you guys this before we get out.
How old?
How much does it cost use Joel Edgar's funeral crashing, tell your brother and sister-in-law to fuck off services?
And this is in American dollars. So
yes, I believe so.
Mike, you're our guest. You get to go either first or you can go in between me and Jason, which is the TIG slot, or third. When do you
want to
guess?
I've been dying to say that I would love to take the TIG slot.
Okay, take it up. Buddy. All right, so Jay, you go first.
I think it's $500.
$500. All right, Mike, what do you think? Yeah.
Should have gone first. I was going to say 500.
Let's
go 750.
Yeah.
Because Australian currency is wild.
Yes.
And
fair. Yeah. I think he can charge a lot because it is surrounds a
final act.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like your debt. It's bat mitzvah.
Right. No return business.
Right. It's bat mitzvah, marriage, and death.
You only die once.
So I'm going to say
unless you're Shirley MacLaine.
$1,200.
$1,200. Okay.
One of you.
Joel Edgar, the funeral crasher. And I also, Mike, you made me think of that too, of like if you see him roll up. So then in my mind, every time he like wears a disguise, so he's like a groundskeeper and then all of a sudden turns around and you're like, oh shit, it's a funeral crasher.
He like puts
Gene Parmesan all over again.
Puts the shovel
Dan,
in the
Dan, thing. I the amount I anticipate and get excited when you say one of you.
I know.
But you didn't say it this time.
I tried to force it to happen.
We'll get out of here on this. Joel Edgar.
Gene Parmesan.
Has his clients pay up to $10,000 for his services.
Oh,
come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was right, you guys, direction that I was thinking. Yeah. But I was just
Here's the deal. You don't have to pay $10,000 to get Mike Carrozza's new album.
That's not $10,000, is it? No.
That's way more affordable and worth a lifetime of laughs.
Cherubic.
And it won't make your family mad at you. So check it out.
Well, it might make some family members mad.
Who knows?
That's
check
a
it
good
out.
Thing, I think.
Keep doing good comedy. We'll see you hopefully next time we're in Montreal, if we're lucky enough to go up there and do that again anytime soon.
And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum dum dum.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.